in, but without any source or any way of finding a way
for the pain. Well, the question that we want to put to you, because there is a distinction, and we find it to be quite a mixture, is that some of them really are in that place where they just want their pain to end. Many of them are just in a place where they want to express how much pain they're in to someone else. Mm. And there is a distinction between them. If they are really just seeking relief, we would say to them, you're on the right track. You're on the right track because there will be relief in that. Because the source within you adores you. And when you are no longer having to listen to those who don't understand you, when you can completely tune yourself in to the loving, unconditional love of your source, you will find the relief that you're looking for. I just say to them, I just don't think you should have to croak in order to find that relief. I think you can find that relief, and I think it is the relief you're seeking, not the death experience. And then begin to gently tell them what you've come to know. In other words, they will be more likely to hear it than anyone else that you will ever visit with. Because when someone has a powerful, powerful desire, a little bit of releasing of resistance goes a long way in that, you see. Sometimes people worry that, and have said to us, as a counselor, I would be seen as irresponsible if I even gave the slightest nod of approval to that behavior. And we say, oh, what an interesting spot you have yourselves in. You all know, without exception, that you will have the death experience, and yet you've made death into such a monster that you give the death penalty to those you abhor. And you fear it and perpetuate the fear of it by acting as if there's something horrible in it, you see. You have to begin making peace with this eternal nature of your being before you can really live. And the only way we know to do it effectively is to tell them how they all fit together, who they are as source energy. Explain why that seems like a feeling of relief. It's because there is the source within them is calling them home, but not calling them home in the sense to slit their wrists and go home, home in the vibrational sense of coming into alignment with who they are. They'll hear you. They'll know what you're talking about. They feel it deeply. And your words will give them relief, you see. Enough relief that often in one conversation, they no longer need to kill themselves. They found that much relief in that. For just a moment, somebody finally not saying, I'm in the wrong place. How must it feel to be standing where you're standing and not have a clue how to not be someplace else and have a whole host of people condemning where you're standing? It just makes them want to cease to exist. That's what's going on. If I could just evaporate, if I could just cease to be. Some of them want to make others feel sorry, but most of them just want to cease to be, just stop this spotlight of discord. And what you want to do, you want to show that you want to shine a spotlight of appreciation upon them, so much so that you drowned out the spotlight of discord. And knowing what you know, you can do it, you see?
And so what about those kids, because I have those as well, who are using it as a pull to get their parents, like trumping up where there's nothing else the parent can say once the child threatens suicide. Happens a lot more in wealthy families,
well,
I see.
And there are more of those than the other, way more. No matter how it looks.
I see.
And no matter what they say, they just get good at what they tell you because they're good at it. So what we would say to them is, good for you. If I was standing in your shoes, I wouldn't blame you a bit. Go for it. Go for it. And then go on to explain. And the reason I say that is because you deserve to be adored. And I don't see much adoration of you going on where you stand. I don't think they understand you. And I don't think they ever will. And if your need for their understanding is so severe that you can't live without it, then I get it. I agree with you. I don't think you have a choice. If what they think of you is so important and you can't control what they think of you, I get why you're standing where you are. But then say to them, having been there myself from time to time, where it really mattered what others thought that I couldn't control, I found an easier way. I found that it